Marlowe, charging Letitia James would represent justice being served for President Trump. By Bradley J. on August 12, 2025. New York Attorney General Letitia Tish James emerged as the most shamelessly blatant abuser of lawfare against President Donald Trump. But now the legal tables are turning against her. Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe explained on The Megyn Kelly Show. James, who went after Trump for dubious fraud, now appears to be headed for fraud charges of her own. And, in an equally Shakespearean turn, she now potentially faces the same deprivation of rights charges the federal government used to target Trump after January 6. The cast of characters seeking to block Trump's re-election is long, including Attorney General Merrick Garland, Special Prosecutor Jack Smith, and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. But none were worse than James, Marlowe told host Megyn Kelly in a Monday appearance on her SiriusXM show. Tish James was clearly the number one on the list who was open and blatant. Saying the number one issue in this country is defeating Donald Trump, nothing else matters, Marlowe explained. In the meantime, crime got worse in New York, and she's going after Trump for what was a victimless crime. Marlowe's new book, Breaking the Law, Exposing the Weaponization of America's Legal System Against Donald Trump, which has been hailed by President Trump as a must-read, documents the origins and execution of Democrats' lawfare against Trump and his allies. James is among the key figures Marlowe's book exposes. James campaigned on getting Trump, and has bragged about suing Trump and his administration dozens of times. She filed a civil lawsuit against Trump in September 2022 alleging that his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by overvaluing assets and his net worth on financial paperwork, despite no other parties alleging they were harmed. Her focus on finding a prosecutable alleged offense against Trump at the expense of her constituents resulted in a victory in court, but it may ultimately be a Pyrrhic victory, as Marlowe later explained. She volunteered this to try to portray him as some sort of a criminal and use what I believe was clearly illicit means to do so. Treating him like a criminal, even though it was in civil court. Marlowe said, adding, as far as I know, Trump's $175 million bond that he had to put up is still out there. They still have $175 million of Donald Trump's money today. As far as we know, which is a total outrage. Marlowe alleges that James coordinated her lawfare with the White House, which was pursuing additional avenues to target Trump. Obviously, this was election interference, trying to rig the election via lawfare, he told Kelly. The James case relied upon an assessment of Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in a range of $18 to $20 million, in contrast with Trump's appraisal of the property at $739 million, which was a more reasonable estimate, Marlowe explained, citing his extensive research for his book. If you put a one-acre property on the market in that area of Florida, you're probably going to get about $40 million for it, Marlowe said, adding the price would be around $150 to $200 million for 2 acres. But the Mar-a-Lago property is much larger and is an important historical landmark. How big is Mar-a-Lago? 17 acres. It's a historic property. It's 17 acres, Marlowe said. The thing could be worth $2 billion. She's treating it like it's worth $18 million or $20 million. If that's not criminal in the literal sense, it's certainly criminal in the figurative sense that you would base an entire case based on that. But despite James accusing Trump of mortgage fraud, she allegedly committed fraud of her own. It was revealed in May of 2025 that James was under FBI investigation for potential alleged mortgage fraud, and she now faces multiple criminal investigations from federal law enforcement. She was trying to hold Donald Trump accountable for mortgage fraud, so she theoretically should know what she's doing in this case, Marlowe told Kelly. And there's multiple improprieties. There's not just whether or not there's some sort of a clerical error, but there are numerous mortgage documents in different instances that she seems to have misrepresented. She's consistently, at a minimum, sloppy and stupid with her paperwork. But more likely, she's the one who understands it and is trying to do something fraudulent on her own to get herself favorable deals, he added. While James stands out for her brazenness and hypocrisy, her behavior is typical of leftist politicians who see lawfare as a way of trying to solidify political victories, win political victories, Marlowe said. and with conservatives asserting themselves in sandboxes once abandoned to the left. Democrats are increasingly relying on lawfare out of necessity. We've totally neutralized the media. We've neutralized the entertainment world. Academia has never been weaker. It feels as though this is how the left primarily feels like they can do their political best, is by trying to use the law in order to do that, Marlowe said. So, when you see the left, they believe politics is above all else. It's above family, it's above God, certainly above truth. They look at this and think, how do I use the law to score political points? And that's what Tish James does every time. It gets worse for James. In addition to mortgage fraud, she is now under criminal investigation for deprivation of rights, whereby she is alleged to have violated Trump's civil rights by targeting him with lawfare. This is the one I'm more excited about, much more so the mortgage one, Marlowe told Kelly. The mortgage one's fun, but this is the big one to do. This is actually justice being served for President Trump and his supporters, where she tried to subvert our democracy in the 2024 election by trying to bankrupt the standard bearer of the Republican Party. By seeking such excessive fines, James was out there leveraging a cruel and unusual punishment against Trump, Marlowe said. No one's ever seen that before in history, the definition of unusual and cruel. No those could survive it. Clearly she had no regard for Trump's civil rights. And this is what I want to see prosecuted more than anything else. James and other lawfare practitioners benefited from bringing cases in jurisdictions where the cases were all but decided by the jury pool and judges. Marlowe said so-called judge shopping is out of control. I spoke to President Trump about this personally, and he's outraged about it. But there's not an easy fix, Marlowe explained. The best fix is just keep winning elections wherever we can, and that's a long-term process. Republicans will have more battles to fight in the legal wars ahead. But if James is hoisted by her own petard, Trump and his allies will claim a well-deserved victory in the battle for justice against Democrats' lawfare. Breaking the law, exposing the weaponization of America's legal system against Donald Trump, which has been hailed by President Trump as a must-read book, is available in hardcover, e-reader format, and as an audiobook read by the author himself. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.